Welcome back, everybody. Today is Wednesday of the second week of Advent.
Thank you for being here. It's Ken and Janelle here with another reflection for this Advent. Question before, though, do you love your Catholic faith? We know that you do because that's why you're here. That's why you're journeying with us. Janelle and I have made it our mission to proclaim the beauty of the Catholic faith to a hurting world. And we want to thank all our monthly financial supporters for allowing us to do that. And today, I would extend an invitation. If you have been blessed by our messages, which are free, they're accessible, and they're shareable to the world, we put nothing behind a paywall. If you've been blessed by our message, would you consider please helping us financially? We are dependent upon our monthly financial supporters to do what we do. This is full-time for us now, and we can't do this without the help of other people. So would you please consider supporting us on a monthly basis? There will be a link in the description, also at the end of this video. You'll be taken to kenandjanelle.com. It's our website. Have you seen it? there will be an option to support us in either Canadian currency or US currency. Pick the country that you're from, and then follow the prompts from there. But we are in need, and so thank you so much for that consideration. We really do appreciate it.
Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Two words stand out to me, rest and yoke. Do you need some rest? Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes when we think about yoke, uniting ourselves or yoking ourselves to something, it's like, oh, we're losing our freedom because that is what's pulling us and leading us. And so when we think about giving ourselves to Christ and yoking ourselves to Him, sometimes we have the objection, well, I'm losing my freedom. Well, consider this. If we don't yoke ourselves to Jesus Christ, we will inevitably yoke ourselves to something else. So it's not a question of if we yoke ourselves or not, it is what we yoke ourselves to, what we unite ourselves to. And if it's not Jesus, then it's one of four things. Usually, one of four things we will give ourselves to. The first one, if we're not yoked to Jesus, we're going to yoke ourselves to power, meaning that we will try to influence and manipulate our circumstances so that they go according to our own will. Now, we might not do this in the thinking of, I'm going to manipulate the circumstance, but what we try and do is we bend the circumstance to our idea or ideals, thinking of how things should be. And so we're trying to exert power. And when we're yoking ourselves to the mission of power, it's exhausting because we're not God. We're not all powerful. So there is no rest when we yoke ourselves to power. The second thing is we can yoke ourselves to pleasure. And the problem with pleasure is that it doesn't last. You think about food. You think about entertainment, those nice holidays on the beaches. Nothing wrong with those. Sexual pleasure. The frustration with any sort of pleasure is that it comes to an end. And so if we have yoked our life to the pursuit of pleasure, we have to deal with the continuous frustration of trying to find the next pleasurable experience. So if it's not power, it's not pleasure, then we yoke ourselves to popularity or people-pleasing. And that's exhausting too, because you're always going to have someone who's upset with you. You can't please everyone. Typically, if we're yoking ourselves to that, we can't handle criticism very well. And so then we have to suffer the pain of that. There's no rest there. So if it's not power, it's not pleasure, it's not popularity, then we yoke ourselves to the last one. It's the pennies, the money. You know, money doesn't bring happiness, but neither does being broke. Mm-hmm. So money is a tool. It's not a great master. And so when we give ourselves to the money, it becomes our master. And it's hollow. It's empty. It's not an end in itself. It should allow us to serve God and glorify Him. But oftentimes, it becomes the master of our life instead of the servant. So friends, are we yoking ourselves to Jesus Christ? Because if we don't, we inevitably yoke ourselves to one of those four other things. And then we have no rest because we either suffer from exhaustion when trying to find power. Two, pleasure, it'll be frustrating. Number three, popularity, we'll suffer from the fear of disappointing others. And four, pennies, the emptiness and the hollowness of money. Jesus promises rest and he promises peace.
The Advent liturgy shows us Christ as gentle and lowly, so that we can go to him in all simplicity, and also so that we can prepare for Christmas by trying to imitate him.
So how does Jesus come to us during this Advent season? He doesn't come to us in the clouds with lightning and thunder and all glory and majesty. He comes to us as a child. Mm. And how Jesus comes to us shapes how we approach him. So you have a thought.
Yes. So when we come to a little baby, you know, that's how Jesus came to us at Christmas, is as a baby. And how we relate to a baby is very different than how we relate to, you know, somebody who's a teenager or somebody who's an adult. So I think about, how do I approach my child, my baby? I come to them quietly. And I'll often tell the other kids, you guys, with babies, we have to be quiet. We have to be gentle. And that's how we should approach Christ, too. Approach him quietly. And in a way that we're not approaching him, like, full of fear and, like, rushing in there and yelling about all of our problems. No, we come quietly.
I think about how I come to Pascal as well. When I go to Pascal, I give him kisses. I put my face right up into his face. I look into his eyes with an unbroken gaze. I make my voice funny. I speak baby talk to him. I don't hide myself from Pascal. I really am myself when I am holding him. I'm gazing at him. And I think this is how Jesus wants to approach us during Advent. Not to hide behind fig leaves, to come as we are, to press our face into his love. He becomes a baby so that we can reach out and grab him and to hold him. Mm-hmm. It's a real intimate image of Jesus come to us as a child, and that's truly how he came to us. And that does shape our response to him this Advent season.
Mm-hmm. Blessed are the meek, because they, in this world's warfare, are protected against the devil and against earthly persecutors. They are like glassware, so well packed into straw or hay, that it is not broken when it is struck. Meekness is like a strong shield, which blunts and shatters the sharp arrows of anger. The meek are like people dressed in garments of thick quilted cotton, which protect them without harming anyone else. So I just think of meekness as such a beautiful thing, where it's like nothing can penetrate because we are so well established on the truth.
And insulated.
And insulated.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to be like. I want to be like that. I don't want to be like my emotions wavering with like what this person said or what this person didn't do or, you know, what I just read on the internet. I want to be able to be constant in who I am and respond as God would, as Jesus did in his meekness. Meekness sets its face against those pointless displays of violence, which at bottom are signs of weakness, such as impatience, irritation, bad temper, and hatred. It is opposed to all useless waste of energy in unnecessary anger, which so often originates in little things that might have been passed over in silence or with a smile, and which never has any useful results. So this reminds me of something that just happened yesterday. I had brought in all the bins from the garage for Christmas decorating because the kids really wanted to get the lights up on the tree. And I had to go upstairs to go nurse the baby. And when I came back, it felt to me like a bomb went off and all this Christmas decor is everywhere. People are putting things in random places. And I'm feeling very overwhelmed. Did I like our house to be tidy? And everything has its spot. And instead of responding with a smile and just passing over in silence, I made my emotions known. And I wish I would have, you know, come into the situation and thought before acting. And that's what somebody with meekness does. They think before they respond. They wait. And they assess the situation. It talks about this. They prevent themselves from answering too quickly. They don't want to wound the other person. And that's not how I responded yesterday. I wish I could go back and change it. But it's a good opportunity for me to just say sorry to the kids. Mm-hmm. and that mommy will do better next time.
And some of you are wondering, well, if the bomb of Christmas went off in the living room, where was Ken?
Where were you?
I think I was working on a video. Oh. I think I was editing videos for you. So friends, thank you for watching. If you would please consider partnering with us financially. We would really, really appreciate that. We are in need. We are doing these videos 5 days a week during Advent. We have now upped our weekly videos now to 2 days a week on Wednesdays. And then every week, also Father Cristino Bovet will be having a long form discussion with him. So if you would like it to help us, we'd appreciate that. Again, link in the description, also at the end of this video. Comment below, share with us what stood out to you and why. We'd love to learn from you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you say pray the rosary?
No.
Oh, don't forget to pray the rosary. It's very important.